Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Chris. It's so great to have a chat to you in the studio this afternoon, and particularly because you have a special guest for us.
I do. A friend, Sarah, who has been visiting from the States. And the theme that we're talking about today relates to meaningful coincidence, synchronicity, but when sometimes a person might put something out to the universe, so to speak, have some kind of image or vision of how they would hope things to unfold. I learned over the last week that my friend Sarah has quite a remarkable capacity in that regard.
Wow. Sarah, welcome to the catch-up.
Thank you.
Oh, Sarah, it's wonderful you've come all the way from the States, and here you are on Bay 93.9 telling us your life story. Well, a little bit about your life story.
Yes.
Hi, Sarah. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Chris.
All right. Do you want to give us a bit of an overview of what this synchronistic thing that happened to you is?
Sure. Over the years, I've maintained a goals and lists consisting at any given point in time of about 15 specifically defined items that are goals and dreams for life. And at the start of 2000, I added life partner to the list and called out roughly 25 really particular characteristics and attributes of a future spouse. And I refined it and clarified this list over the next year or so. So this list was placed along with the other 15 goals and dreams items in a three-hold green punch binder. And over the next near decade and three moves later, the green binder went missing until one day I stumbled upon it. It was tucked in a box of other academic materials, and I reread it with wide-eyed wonder because during that time I had actually met and married my husband. So after work that evening of the find, I produced the green binder and prefaced it with, "This is who you are to me," and read the 24 qualities and characteristics of my husband. So he responded with gratitude and commented on how well I knew him, at which point I turned the green binder to face him and asked that he read the date. Bewildered, he said, "This is dated almost a full decade ago, well before we even met. Yet, you know, it had accurately reflected at a highly detailed level his person." So, that was the story behind it. But there were other items on the list that had also come to pass during that decade. The binder went missing, but I would say none so life-changing and ultimately profound as the list articulating the qualities and attributes of my husband. So I would say that list of what would unfold couldn't be made to happen by sheer force or determination. It took intentionality and clarity of desire, but it was also peppered with divine intervention or synchronicity to come to fruition.
Now, Sarah, you obviously remembered you'd made the list, but clearly you'd forgotten some of the things that were on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Did it surprise you at how accurate it was?
You know, in a way, yes, and in a way, no, because I have practiced for a number of decades this act of keeping an ongoing list of roughly 15 items. And as things come to fruition and come off the list, other ones get added. It's actually, I had been doing it for years, and then I came across a book, Write It Down, Make It Happen. And her account of many stories like what I just shared were throughout the book. And there's something really profound about that process.
Chris, is this a situation of writing down what you want from the universe and the universe delivering? Is that
I think as Sarah's suggesting that there's a whole lot of development that people go through in their personality to help something like that happen more often too. There's a lot behind it. It's not like just crossing your fingers and hoping something really good will happen. Like when Walt Disney talked about Imagineering. So really deeply envisioning things for the future and all the rest of it, there would have been a whole lot he would have put into also his life to help manifest things in a certain way. But I think that Sarah's story suggests that sometimes there are things that happen that we can't just explain in a rational way that happen more than chance. And many people might view that in a religious context, But there are many people who might not be particularly religious who think of, say, putting it out to the universe or whatever.
Because quite frankly, yes. I know quite a few men who have got a list of their ideal women and they don't exist. So clearly they're living in la-la land there. But Sarah, on the other hand.
Yeah. Now, Sarah, so you've got your list and you do that. But are there other areas of your life where you see synchronicity come to pass? I mean, I would have to say that, so you're friends with Chris. Was it synchronicity that connected you guys up, or what, do you know what I mean? Like, isn't it fascinating?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I would say definitely. I mean, it traverses life. So whether it's business, friendships, travel, one of the things on the list that I had found was a destination I had completely forgotten that I had put on the list to go to. And after I found the list, I had made that journey. So, and it was an international destination. So there were a number of things over that course of the decade that I completely forgot about the list, yet they still would transpire. So I would say there's definitely something about, and perhaps it's somewhat of an alignment with intentionality and synchronicity. Chris, you were saying, you know, you put it out there to the universe in whatever capacity you approach this materializing of the hopes and dreams, there's something that goes on there that I think is beyond just standard explanation.
Sarah, it is a fabulous story, and we thank you for sharing it. Was that international destination Australia, by the way?
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Well, we're glad you're here to be able to share this story with us, and thank you for sharing your story here on the
Thanks very much, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. That's awesome.
All right.
It's just fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating how things like that work.
We're talking synchronicity with Chris Mackie, and we heard Sarah's story. Now, I suppose, Chris, with Sarah's story, we could say, look, that was the sort of person she was looking for, and she was always going to find that sort of person.
Yes.
But it goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does. So at one level, I think it's a psychologically healthy thing to look at what kind of characteristics that we would like in a partner and decide to have maybe activities or interests or go about our lives in ways that might make it more likely that we might find something. But then I think, like Sarah's story suggests, there can be something extra which seems like more uncanny than
and I suppose those who have just joined beyond. Us. Sarah's story was that she wrote down a list of what she was looking for in a partner.
Yes.
Lost the
really
list.
Specific, though, and quite detailed.
Yes. Lost the list, ended up finding the list quite a few years later,
almost a decade later.
And realised that the list described her husband to a T.
Yes. And I think what happens is when people have that experience of envisioning something they want to happen, and it is at a spiritual level as well that many people see that. People can view it that way by praying or other kind of... But people, even if they're not religious, might still have a belief in the universe that the universe may provide. And I just think that when people put out that intention and it happens again and again and again in an uncanny way, the way that we put it is that then it goes in someone's trust bank. It goes in their trust bank to trust in the universe more. Still, you act in ways to help things happen, but many people believe there's something over and above just the psychological or behavioural and helping make things happen.
I'd have to say that I completely agree with that too. And the other thing that I would say, it does not ever hurt to write down what it is that you want out of life and really imagine and even visualise the best life that you could have. And you just never know, you might achieve that.
Fabulous stuff.
It is, really.
Put it out there and see what happens. What can it hurt?
It's worth going with positive energy, isn't it?
Synchronicity with Chris Mackie. We will catch you again in a couple of weeks. Thank you for coming in, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.